with the Georgia Vol player of the match. I don't know where to start, mate. I'm definitely not going to start with the run out, but there's the batting, the bowling, the fielding. I think we're going to go straight to the batting. Just an amazing innings. How did you obviously feel out there today batting?
Yeah, it was good. Obviously, we got sent in to bat and we wanted to put on a big total. Yeah, I think I've been working few things in the last couple of weeks, but it's sort of nice to put it out on the park and get us into a final.
And what sort of talk was going on there with your partnerships that you had, in particular Lauren Winfield-Hill?
Yeah, it was sort of just keeping things really simple, hitting the sweepers. We sort of got through that first 10 and they pretty much put four out, so we were able to sort of rotate really nicely and still hit the bad ball. So yeah, it was sort of nice to bat with her. She's been playing at club with me for a bit too, so it's been really nice to have her over here.
And then there was a little bit of a rain delay. Like, what sort of things go through your mind? And you had to go out and bat again for three or four overs. What was the preparation like in between that break? And how was the wicket?
The wicket actually wasn't too bad. I sort of just put my feet up a little bit. Actually had some lunch because we were told that maybe the innings break would be shortened. So just got a bit of food into me and sort of just went back out. And me and Noddy had a sort of plan just to one of us see through the innings and one of us try and go. So, yeah, it was meant to be the other way around. But, yeah, it worked out. Noddy banged them at the end there.
Excellent. And in the field, the first over, we see a smashing covers and obviously taking the ball as well. Like, just, you know, with your fielding, just talk us through just your approach after making a ton and then having to go out and field.
It's sort of always the same. I think I've been working on my fielding a lot in the pre-season, so I sort of just wanted to, you know, make a mark. But, you know, I was sort of the only cover there, so I sort of had to try and be as big as I could be. But yeah, it was nice to stop that one and sort of gain a bit of momentum for us.
And bowling, do you just roll the arm over and say, Georgia, I'm ready to have a bowl, or is it all planned?
Yeah, it was sort of a little bit of a plan coming into the game that it was sort of a match-up thing that obviously I'm a bit quicker through the air, so try and rush through a couple of overs and sort of leave Noddy and Paso out of the power play to, take plenty of poles at the end.
Fantastic innings and well played throughout batting, bowling and fielding, mate. Congratulations. You're in the finals.
Thank you. Thanks.
And Georgia, centuries in WNCL aren't easy to come by, are they? You have to work pretty hard to get them. Is this one satisfying, most satisfying you've scored?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, we're sort of in the same position we were last year, win one out of the last two and get in the final. And I think today was pretty special, obviously, with the quality lineup that they've got, to be able to sort of get myself through the tough little patches and, put on a good score.
And just on that, yeah, obviously going to... You know, you've got a chance now to play Saturday, get some more cricket under your belt, and then prepare for a game in Hobart against Tassie. You've been the benchmark for the last two seasons. Is it something in this group you think they're ready to go again? They're ready for this one? It's been a couple of years since the last one, where Queensland won.
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, we sort of have the same group as a whole. I think we were very young. I think I probably took that one for granted a couple of years ago in my first year, but it's taken a lot of hard work to get there again. And I think the girls are... ready to go and, been training so hard. So it's sort of nice to get a bit of reward for that.
They've had a pretty strong year with Georgia and Tasmania. Is it a pretty intimidating side to come up against down there?
I wouldn't say they're intimidating. Like, they're a good side. They've probably been the benchmark over the last couple of years. They've got some great players that they've imported down there. But, they're a quality side. Got some, past Australian players that really helped them through. But, a quality side, but we're excited.
And no Harris sisters for the final. I mean, you've stepped up today. Hill stepped up. We've seen Charlie step up. You know, is it encouraging that you guys are scoring runs even when, Redmayne and Harris both missed out today?
Yeah, I think it always is. I think Noddy's been working really hard. It's been really nice to have Loz come over and play with us. But, yeah, obviously we've been working really hard and it's sort of no different. Yes, the Harris girls are gone, but, they can't score runs every game. So, the other girls have to step up as well. So, it's been nice to, contribute as well.
And does your role change when we don't have to go into the run out? But does your role change when Redmayne goes first ball? And do you then have to up the ante, or do you then play the more anchor role? Or did that change things for you guys?
Not really. We didn't really have too much time to think about it, to be honest. But no, it doesn't change what I do. I sort of just try and, you know, bat time, and the ball, the runs will come. But yeah, obviously it's not ideal going the first ball, but I think we have a quality lineup. Like, we bat to 11. You know, our number 11 bats, you know, 3 or 4 in club. So yeah, we're a quality side. Sorry, and you know, it's nice that different people contribute in different times.
So that 100 for you today is a pretty good blueprint for Saturday, obviously, but the final as well. Like, that's just, if you can repeat that, that's exactly what you'd be after. That sort of really tick along that sort of 80 strike rate and then up the ante after that.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've sort of worked really hard in this last month. We've had a bit of period time off, exactly how I want to play my cricket. And it was sort of nice to have a really solid week this week that I had. And you know, topping up yesterday, I sort of was ready to go. And yeah, I think, you know, it's always nice to score some runs, but the girls around, you know, help you tick along that too as well.
And speaking of the girls around, Redman has a couple of run-outs there. Were they getting stuck into you, or who copped the blame? Was it you or them?
Well, I told Ruth and Cookie that I actually didn't want to get out because I'd have to come back and speak to them. So that was actually a good motivator to stay out there. But yeah, no, it's not ideal. Those things happen in cricket. But yeah, I have apologised multiple times already. So I'm sure they'll forgive me one day.
Beautiful. Thanks, Georgia.
Georgia, how's Dad too? I mean, he had.